should be. All right,
my third rule. My third rule is the ABC rule, which is always be closing, right? That's a big one. Escalate or move on. Like, that's a big part of my game, and I just find that a lot of the time, it's either on or it's off right away. So, especially depending on what you're looking for. Obviously, I specialize really on fast lays and SNLs and stuff, but I want to be screening to escalate as quickly as possible because in the end, that's what we're trying to do. And so whether it takes 10 minutes or it takes, you know, 7 hours, you're going to find out how into the escalation she is right off the bat. And there are some girls who just aren't going to escalate, and that's cool. But for me personally, I'm just going to move on. Like, I'm not there to waste time in a kind of talking interaction that isn't going anywhere. And so that's a big thing because one of the things that makes women attracted is dominance and aggressiveness. Like, that is a very masculine alpha characteristic. So guys who escalate get a lot more points. We both actually have a friend whose whole game is just that he escalates and has a really strong identity, right? And he gets laid a lot by very beautiful women, despite his entire game being, hey, what's up? Let me get your phone number. We're going to this club. Why don't you come with us? Like, that's, you know, and just from that, if you do that, just that enough, you will get hot girls because so many guys are afraid to escalate. One of the things that I learned that was like a huge turning point in my entire game was I learned that you're going to actually get blown out more often for not escalating than you will for over-escalating. I remember this really, really well. I was with a girl in San Francisco, I believe, and I kept, like, not escalating on her, and then when I finally did, she was, like, really turned off by it, and I was like, okay, like, what's up? I'm like, this is blown, so let me investigate. And she was just like, well, it didn't really seem like you wanted me that much, and she was just like, so I just was kind of like, okay, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, oh, weird. And I thought about that, and the reason that it works is something called cognitive dissonance, right, which is a psychological phenomenon that happens, right? Cognitive dissonance is just a fancy way of saying the way we rationalize, right? Like, you got to think about it in a hot girl's shoes. Once she's attracted to you and she likes you, if you're not escalating on her, she has to start thinking, why isn't he escalating? And when she starts thinking that, is she going to go, oh, it must be that he doesn't like me? Well, maybe she will if your value's high enough. But most guys are out without a major base of social proof or a really rock-solid identity. You know, two things that most guys who are learning pickup don't have. The girl's going to have to rationalize it to protect her ego, right? So she's going to go, no, he must just be scared. He thinks that he's not good enough for me or something. And then she'll actually get turned off. And I've seen that happen over and over and over with students who just really nail attraction, and then they don't escalate, and the girls eventually get bored. They're like, okay, this isn't going anywhere. I'm bored.